No.
That's why we do this silly show, Andrew.
I hear you.
Oh, you can hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm trying to put headphones on. You need to, like, take 2 seconds.
Oh, sorry. Am I making too much noise in your beach house? Hi, everybody! Hi! Hope you're having fun down there in La Valette.
People can say hi back. Do you want people to say hi back?
No, we have to do this.
Can everyone say hi to Scotty really quick?
Hi!
What up, Scotty? How you doing?
Hey, I'll take my shirt off, too.
We just went for a run. Andrew whooped my butt.
Andrew runs?
Yeah, I told you know this.
Andrew has an app that he runs and everything.
It's great.
Wow. Was that Michelle that popped her head in just a second ago and then left?
Chelsea.
It's what?
Just left.
Oh. We're going to have a problem with this audio because you keep cutting out and freezing.
Hold on.
I can start?
Yes, you can start.
Okay. I'm going to turn your volume up a little bit. Welcome to Serial Killers. Today is Wednesday, July 1st. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to July, Andrew. Scotty B here in New York City. And there's Andrew at the beach.
Yep. I'm just looking at the cereal and it's like super disgusting. Like, why does it have things in it?
I don't know, but we're about to find out. If you would take out baggie number one, please.
One?
Yes.
You gave me so much of one. Why?
I gave you so much one. Let me see. I don't even know what it is. What? Let me see it.
It's like so much granola.
Oh, this is number one. I think.
You don't even know what you labeled them?
I didn't write a number on it.
Cool.
Yep, that's number one. So number one is another delicious cereal from Cascadian Farm. We didn't have a lot of luck with Cascadian Farm in the last episode. That was the one with the berries that you didn't really care for. This is from our listener, Patricia, in California. She sent this box along with a whole bunch of snacks and some lemon fruit pies that exploded in the box. And it was really disgusting going through the box. But hey, we got it done. So this is Cascadian Farm French Vanilla Almond. We have not had this one yet. Oh, yeah, I do have a number one on there. Look at that. See, I wrote it right on top of the box top.
Special.
I could tell. See, like, there's people around and you're so not into this. You just want to get it done.
No, I love doing this.
You want to go to the beach. You love rocking that Metallica shirt, don't you?
Yep. I only have 2 shirts in my whole wardrobe, and this is one of them, so
okay,
it gets reused.
We'll make it fast, Andrew. I know you really don't want to be a part of this. You didn't want to do this on your vacation.
What is...
What's the matter? It smells like cardboard?
What kind is this? I feel like all granola, we're reaching the point where you keep saying that we just keep doing granola, and you're correct, and then they all just taste the same, just subsequently worse than the last one.
There's a lot of granola out there.
This is not going to be good.
Let's do it, kiddo. French Vanilla Almond Cascadian Farm Granola. Ready?
That's actually really good.
No. It does at first, but then it tastes a little bit like vomit.
No, that's dramatic. This tastes good. I'm a fan. It has like a burnt taste to it, and I'm a fan.
You like burnt?
Yeah.
You're that guy that makes s'mores and you burn the marshmallows until you can't even tell what they are anymore, and you like them.
Yeah, that's exactly who I am.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm going to give this 4 bowls.
It has kind of a stale aftertaste, so... I don't know. Sorry, I need to let it swirl around in my mouth. Give me a second.
You're just swishing around cereal?
Yeah. I got to do 2 bowls and a spoon.
That's sorry. That's rude.
Line. It's not rude. I don't really love it that much.
I do. This is delicious. Do you guys like granola?
How do you guys rank it? Do you smell it? Eat it?
So we eat it with milk.
We usually put it in our ass. And that's how...
I'm down for that too.
Go grab a spoon.
Chelsea, you want to come and help?
Wow. He's going to give this one. This is good granola. Like, this is the first Cascadian Farms I think I'm about.
There's no S on there.
What?
It's Cascadian Farm. It's
Cacadian?
Cascadian Farm.
You singular. Just said there was no S in it.
It's singular. They only have one farm.
Interesting.
Wait, what's his name?
Tommy.
Tommy.
Yes.
Back.
Did Tommy used to work on the dock?
On the dock?
What?
What's that?
The union's been on strike, you know.
What did you say? Oh, Billy Joel?
Close.
Is it not Billy Joel?
No, it's Bon Jovi.
Oh, Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Those are some current song references you got there.
It's decent.
Yeah, see, it's decent. It's decent.
Yeah.
So the way we rate it is like one bowl is like 1 star. A spoon is like a half a star. So out of 5 bowls, what would you give it?
A spoon is a half a star.
Yes. And a bowl is like a full star. And you could go up to 5 bowls. So you could do like 4 bowls and a spoon.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm going to do a big chunk right now. Good texture. Good crunch.
Important in a granola.
Very important. I could put it on my oatmeal too, but this is just cereal. For cereal, I would say 3 bowls and a spoon.
Wow.
Yeah, but I can see it have potential, more potential if it was in yogurt or a
Yeah, we don't mix. We don't mix.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, yeah. Back to cereal.
Yeah.
I am finishing my portion, so that's a good sign.
All right, very good. Three bowls and a spoon from Tommy. I wonder what Gina would give it.
Who? Tommy used to work on the docks.
Union's been on track. His dude, Tommy and Gina, they're always like breaking up and making up.
That's you got the jams going.
All right.
Do not encourage him. He does not have the jams going.
Oh, by the way, Andrew.
I want a Billy Joel reference.
I'll get there. As soon as Andrew says something that reminds me, I will. Hey, Andrew, by the way, I know you don't look at our social media because you don't care. Hello?
Yes.
I know you don't look at our social media because you don't care, but
yeah.
Check out what came in today. Special delivery. Directly from Post.
They sent it to us?
That looks good.
Wow.
It's Honey Made Graham Real Cinnamon. We'll get to this in about 2 weeks, Andrew, because I have to get it to you somehow.
Send me that one. I need to know your rating.
So what is this one?
I'll let you guys rock.
Thank you, Tommy.
No problem.
Don't slip off the dock.
No one's slipping.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to two.
All right. Let's move on to two. Now, let me tell you what this is, Andy.
Yeah.
Our good listener, Carol. What? You keep talking over me, dude, and I got to start over.
I don't care.
One of our wonderful listeners, Carol, sent us this from Vermont. She found it in the store and sent it especially for you because she thought that you would love it.
Okay, Carol, I'll give it a chance.
Okay. It's Safe and Fair. It's from the Safe and Fair Food Company. All right. And it is granola, gluten-free, nut-free, ancient grains, and vegan. Now, I've had some of the other ones. This particular one, you may not like just because of the flavor. This is birthday cake.
Oh, no.
That's why you see sprinkles in there. But please, I want you to give it a try before you say, I'm not going to like this.
There's sprinkles in this granola?
Yeah, because it's birthday cake. There's sprinkles in birthday cake.
Okay. Can I eat it?
Yeah, let's see. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Huh. All right, Carol in Vermont. I like it.
It tastes like frosting.
I would agree to that.
You would probably like it better if it wasn't birthday cake flavored, because I know you're not a fan.
Birthday cake is not a flavor, and I will stand by that until the day I die.
But there's sprinkles in this one, and there's sprinkles in birthday cake, so I can give it to them.
So then the flavor is sprinkle. There is no flavor of birthday cake. Birthday cake can be any flavor.
I'm going to write them a letter. I'm going to ask them to please change the name of the flavor to sprinkle cake. How about that?
Yeah. This, I feel like, is super sweet. This would go well in a yogurt.
But we don't do that. So it could just be a dessert. This could be a handful of dessert.
I'm going to give this two bowls and a spoon.
Okay. They do have other flavors. I saw a bunch of other ones. There's like some apple crisp thing. They make a key lime one as well. I'm going to have to get that.
I love key lime pie. That's one of my favorites.
For Safe and Fair birthday cake granola, I will go three bowls and a spoon.
It's very sweet.
Like, it is sweet. And I like sweet. You know what? Throw some marshmallows in there. I kick it up a notch.
Marshmallows would put that over the edge for me.
All right. Well, that was one and two. So I guess we're done with this episode. It's really short. Can you make fun of me or something?
Okay, I'll say it now. That shirt looks a little tight, Scott.
All right, hold on. Let me eat some more then. Oh, look. No peanuts, no tree nuts, no milk, no egg, no wheat, no soy, no shellfish, no fish, no sesame. You know, I was really hoping that we can get a cereal one day that has fish in it.
Ew.
I think that would... I would like some salmon flakes, please.
Just go to an aquarium.
Okay. So here's, you know what's going on now. So today is Wednesday. We're going to give you another episode next Wednesday. And then once these 2 weeks are over, we'll kick back to our regularly scheduled programs on Mondays and Fridays. And hopefully one of those brand new ones on that next Monday and Friday will be the Honey Made Cinnamon Graham Square things from Post. First of all, you know, you can't get them until September, and they're only going to be in select Walmart stores. So we really got like a super exclusive box of cereal. This one's like even more exclusive than when the Twinkie cereal came out, because you're not going to be able to get this one for a while, and it's going to be in limited stores. So we'll let you know how that one is coming up. There's another brand new one that will be coming up in 2 weeks. Can I show you? You want to know? You want a preview? A little preview? You want to see it? I think it's really stupid, but let me show you. Going down to the cereal sack. Now, we've told you about this one, but check it out, Andrew. I have it in the flesh or in the cardboard.
Ooh, Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops?
Yeah, you know all about it because we talked about it. It's the mashups, and I got all angry. I'm like, let Andrew and Danielle do that on their remix podcast because I ain't doing it. But it's a box of new cereal, and we're really hurting for new cereal, so we'll do it. So that is on the way as well. All right. Well, that was a quickie. Hope you're enjoying your summer beach vacation, Andrew. Is you having a good time down there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super nice and everyone's socially distanced. So having a great time.
Didn't look like that when the shirtless guy just came right up next to you, but that's cool. So thanks for listening to Serial Killers. This has been episode 122. And please follow us on social media, Serial Killers PC. We are on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and wherever. And that's Serial with a C.
Yeah. Oh, like and subscribe.
Yeah, do that.
We leave us a review. We love reading your reviews. It gives us a nice little highlight to our day.
There's actually been really a lot of nice ones lately. The last couple of days I've been reading them. And there was one woman who is a nurse. And she said that we really brighten her day, Andrew. So that made me happy.
Yeah, I like hearing that. And I also like reading the one-star reviews because those are fun to...
Let me tell you, man, Volstar, I got a problem with that guy. He won't stop. He keeps doing the one stars. I think he's just out to get us now. It's not cool. I thought you could only review once. He keeps doing it.
I know. I just like watching you get angry over it.
Boring. Just eat the cereal. Just tell me what it is. Stop trying to be funny. Stupid Volstar 88. How old is he? He's 88. How old is he? He's 22. How old is he?
I don't know who this man is.
So he's 32.
Why do you assume he's born in 1988?
Well, why would he put 88 after his name if he wasn't born in 88?
I don't know. Maybe he just likes the number 88.
My name's Andrew 69. Is that your screen name?
No.
All right. Let's get out of here. Until we see you next Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a nice weekend when it gets here. And until then, say crunch, Andrew.
Crunch.
Crunch. Ugh, you beat me that time. Let's try it again. 1, 2, 3. Crunch. Ugh.
No.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. You. Crunch.
No, I beat you, so I win.
You're like my little a-hole brother, even though I don't have one.
Well, you're the older brother, right?
I have an older brother.
Oh,
so I'm the a-hole little brother.
Mm.
No, you're just an a-hole.
You said it, not me.